Today is Tuesday, November 17th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I did a little bit of measuring today, because Fatty sent me an email and recommended a website that he went to get his Christmas tree. And I remember him talking about it on his little show, but I was going to try to get something in person first, was what I was going to try. And actually, I didn't think about it because it was a few weeks ago, or maybe even a month or more, when Fatty ordered his tree. Because, you know, older people like to be really prepared and do things ahead of time. And so he probably ordered it back in August. I don't know when it was that he ordered it, but he ordered it quite a while ago, so it was not top of mind. But thank you, Fatty. I appreciate the recommendation. Anyway, the website, if any of you are looking for a Christmas tree, is treetopia.com. TreeTopia.com. And I looked there, and they do have... The problem is, you don't know what it's really going to look like until you get it. And that's the reason I kind of wanted to do one in person. But after I looked, and that is a possibility. The cool thing about those, or a lot of them that I liked, was when you put them together, the lights automatically just work. You don't have to find a plug, and it's pre-lit, but you can actually just click it down and it transfers the electricity up to the next section of the tree without you having to manually do anything. You just connect them. There was a word for it. They're a little bit more expensive than the ones that I saw at any of the places we looked in town, either Lowe's or Home Depot or At Home or Walmart or any of the places we looked. These online were a little bit more expensive than that, but they do look like they're good quality. But what I did after I looked at the website, I thought, you know, I better measure again before we actually buy something, because I was thinking our ceilings were 15 feet for whatever reason. We measured our ceilings. So, but I thought if we get a 12-foot tree and then our ceilings are too short, it's going to be a pain in the butt to take it back. That's a big purchase, right? Both monetarily, but also size. So you want to get it right. So anyway, I measured again during lunch today, and our ceilings are only 12 feet. Oh no. So I'm glad I measured again. So now we're trying to decide whether we need a 9 or a 10-foot tree, because obviously a 12-foot tree is going to go all the way to our ceiling, and we wouldn't even have room for a tree topper. So, and I thought the tree that I had before was 8 feet, but I don't think it is. I think it must be a 7-foot tree. And so, anyway, so tonight we are going to go and just look one more time at Home Depot and Lowe's and maybe Hobby Lobby. I'm not really sure. We may go a couple other places just to look, see what they have. If there's anything we like that's either 9 or 10 feet, we may go ahead and get that. If not, then I'm going to probably just order something on the website that Fatty gave me, because we're running out of time. If we order something, we really got to get it here so we can get it decorated in time for, you know, to have it up for a month. So that's what I did there. I also got a voicemail. So let's have a listen to the voicemail, shall we?
Hey, Adam, this is Gary in Portland.
Hey, Gary.
And I just got through listening to your Monday show on Tuesday morning. I was fixing to send out a SOS to see if you were okay. Anyway, but the reason I'm calling is because you bought IKEA furniture. So thank you for buying from IKEA. That will help me get a big pay raise next year. Not. Anyway, but I'm glad you did it, and I hope you enjoy it. If you need help on putting it together, you can always find any of our furniture. Somebody's done a YouTube video about it, so you can go look there for it. Anyway, have a good day, and I'm looking forward to seeing your Christmas tree. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thanks for calling, Gary. I know, you know, a very common place for people to shop nowadays is IKEA. So I bet a lot of the Pride 48 folks have bought stuff from IKEA, but also Walmart is also a very common place that people go. So I always say, oh yeah, help me get a bigger bonus if you shop at Walmart. But, you know, I don't know, but hopefully. Now, I did. The problem with IKEA was, again, I like to see stuff in person. Even Wayfair, it's really difficult. We have bought furniture on Wayfair, and we've had pretty good luck so far. But you never know what the quality is going to be when you get something back. And so the reason I felt comfortable ordering those is because we went to IKEA when we were in St. Louis, and I was able to see the furniture and see what it looked like. Now, I didn't get to actually do a design in Blender or any of the other 3D modeling applications. I just haven't had time or the expertise to do that. So I really don't know what it's going to look like once it gets here. So I hope they look good, because it was quite a bit of money and there was a delivery fee as well. So that's the one downside, is right now IKEA has a pretty expensive delivery fee when it's furniture. I don't know if it's for everything or just furniture, because I didn't try with a smaller purchase, but for the furniture, it was a large delivery fee. And if you bought something from Wayfair, normally they have free delivery. And so I'm not really sure why IKEA has a charge and Wayfair doesn't, but I really liked the items when I saw them at IKEA. So I went ahead and got them. Anyway, we'll see how they look whenever they get here. But I think I'll be happy. Now, next, I just have to decide what we're doing, because we're going to make this like a media room with a studio attached to it. And the studio part is already here. But the other half of the room, actually the other two thirds of the room, because I would say the studio only takes up about a third of the room. But the other two thirds of the room, there's really nothing of note. There's a rug on the floor. There's a table that we just had that didn't really go anywhere else, kind of a bar table that I've carried around with me since Maddie and I used it as a podcasting table. We had our microphone stand screwed into this table. I even have hooks on the legs to hold wires that we would wind up the wires under the legs. The reason I did it is because we were in a 600 square foot apartment, and I made that little table our podcasting studio. So I had a monitor attached to the wall above it where I could see the recording. I had the microphone screwed into the table. Somewhere I had a computer mounted, I guess. I don't even remember now. But I had that as our entire podcasting studio. And then when we weren't podcasting, we could just fold up the microphones and stow away the cords and use that as a little table to eat on or whatever we wanted to. And I've carried that. It wasn't a very expensive table. I probably bought it at Walmart or somewhere, but I've been carrying it around with me, and it's up here because we just don't have anywhere else to put it. And it does have a couple of bar stools with it, because it's a bar table. It's a bar height table. And then I have a chair that I've had since I was in college that's an oversized. It's almost the size of a love seat, but not quite. It's about two-thirds the size of a love seat, but it's a chair. It's just a really big seat. You can almost fit two people in it. I'm not really loving it anymore, though, so I don't know. When I get the new furniture, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it. I don't know if I'm going to donate it, or one of the legs is broken on it, and it needs to be glued. So I'm not really sure, but I'll have to figure out. We have one room that we don't have any furniture in. We were thinking about making that room a gym. It's not very big, though. It's a guest bedroom, and some of the workouts that we do require a lot of space, so we haven't really committed to the gym idea, because we're not really sure if we can fit all the stuff we would need to fit. And then us doing aerobic exercises, I'm not sure if there's enough room in there, but if there's not, we could put this chair in there and have a little sitting room for guests or something. I don't know. We don't really know, but I've got to figure out, because this new furniture is going to take up all the space. So I was, for whatever reason, I've been catching up with Big Fatty. I listened to about 20 episodes of Big Fatty online today because I was behind. And he mentioned to someone they should go to pride48.com to get a recording of his June live show because he said he didn't have it. And I thought, oh, I better go look there because I don't remember if I put everything there or not. So I went and there was some Japanese hacker message. I don't even know what it said, but I know it was a hacker because when hackers hack your website, they'll always put some message on there saying, haha, I hacked you, skull and crossbones or something like that. But this was in Japanese. It was really weird. I was like, ah, it really pisses me off when people hack websites that I've been working on because they just do it. It's like vandalizing or putting graffiti on a wall or something. They just want to mark their territory and say, hey, I was able to hack your thing. You know, and there's nothing, we don't store any information that would be dangerous for anyone. We just have episodes and, you know, username and stuff like that for people. So it's not a big deal. And I, you know, they didn't even breach the data. It was literally just replacing a WordPress page to say some hacker message, you know. So luckily, I've done a good job with server management, and I have weekly backups. So I was able to restore from a backup quickly. It took me about 5 minutes and the site came back up, but that was exciting. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.